Welcome to episode 9 of the Boomer Brawl.
Video game boot camp.
They should make a reality show called Video Game Boot Camp.
Frank, I think you and I are born in the wrong country.
Yeah, too bad they'll never, they'll still never take us when it comes to FPS. They can train all they want.
They're only good at StarCraft.
That's the Koreans.
When we're playing Christ and all of a sudden behind you, you just hear maximum strength. It just shows up. America wins.
Yeah, I love it when people, they use stealth mode, and they think they're hiding, but they don't realize that you can see their shadow online. I was taking this power node.
Oh, God.
And I just had the shotgun. I just started the match. And I climb up a ladder, and I see two shadows and two guys crouching, thinking they're hiding from me. So I just use maximum speed to run over there and blow them both away.
Frank, on a side note, when you're playing Fear, and you have the ghost ninjas, the ones that are cloaked, as soon as I see those, I pull out a magic weapon called the HB-15 Penetrator.
I love the Penetrator.
It fires 10mm, steel bolts at them. Yeah, it's not a good day for them.
I like when they get stuck to walls.
Because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a really cool t-shirt. I just saw it on Kotaku. It's 100 Ways to Own. And it basically has all the ways that people own. Knifing, headshot, critical hit.
Backwards tomahawk attack.
There should be a backwards tomahawk attack.
Where is he in Ecology for the nuclear explosion? That's gotta be on here somewhere.
That should be on there.
Yes, that should be on there. That's one of the most devastating scenes I've ever seen.
Wait, there's a scene with the nuclear explosion.
Yes.
In Call of Duty 4?
Uh-huh.
Shoot, I need to see this.
Do we have a spoiler warning on this?
Spoiler warning!
Spoiler warning.
I'm pretty sure everyone who wanted to play Call of Duty 4
want
to play it or
die.
Awesome.
I heard about that. I just wasn't sure if it was like
radiation death.
Ah, that's awesome. I want to watch this.
I like when you're in the helicopter and you see the explosion just making its way towards you and just starts spinning and the guy just flies out of the back.
We don't have the advantage of Call of Duty. We don't get to see our characters looking at them much.
Okay.
Call of Duty is cool.
For those of you who have a PS3 in the United States and are sick of the design of the PlayStation Store, it is being redesigned to match the Japanese PlayStation Store, so now it won't look like a website from 1996.
That's good.
Is the content going to be upgraded, though?
The content?
You know how the Japanese store has, like, 10 times as much good stuff as the shit in the U.S. store?
I know they're getting more good stuff. I know they're getting Legacy of Kain PlayStation.
Okay.
I'd personally like to know if it's going to be as ugly as the Nintendo website, which I personally now hate since they redesigned it. That's a terrible website. I mean, it's just bad.
I haven't been to the Nintendo website lately. You know, what kind of a time period we live in when the official source is not the best place to get information?
Everything?
That's true.
Okay, and also, the PSP. Someone did mod their PSP to use 2 analog sticks, so it is possible, and I have no idea why Sony didn't think of it. I mean, 2 analog sticks, we've gotten used to it now. I mean, Sony was the one who started the dual analog, the DualShock.
Anyway.
So, Gears of War movie in 2010.
Boom. Yeah.
I think it could be good.
Could be.
Could be.
That's the word there, could be.
And that's what they say about all the remakes that are coming out.
Everything could be good, but I know it'll be crap. They should get a movie Ball involved with it.
Oh!
The Dragon Ball Z movie could be good.
I don't think so.
Didn't you see the preview for the Far Cry movie?
Oh, dear God.
Movie Ball is directing a Far Cry movie. You ever play Far Cry? Oh, really?
Sorry, Bob here has never played Far Cry.
Oh. So,
It's basically the prequel to Crysis.
The precursor to Crysis.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you're on, except instead of a nano suit, you play as this guy in a Hawaiian shirt, and he gets infused with, like, animal DNA.
You've sold the game on me now, already.
Yeah. And instead of, the suit powers, you get these beast powers, and you can track people by their scents. And you can use this melee attack that just flings them, like, halfway across the map.
This sounds almost as epic as that new one where you get to kill all the villains in the story.
Oh, Incarnate?
Yeah.
For the PC, they're making this game called Incarnate, where you're in Chicago, and for some reason, all of history's most evil people have been reincarnated, and you have to hunt them down.
That's a little different.
That sounds pretty cool. It's made by the same people who made Prey.
Frank, I want to spin off a question here. I have a second.
Yes.
Here's a question for everyone. What is the game you know you should have played but haven't yet?
Ooh.
I'm going to start here. Hitman. I have not played Hitman. I should.
I have not played Hitman either.
I haven't played Final Fantasy VII. And I'm very ashamed to say that I haven't.
Don't feel bad. I haven't played any of them, so you're okay.
I haven't played Final Fantasy VIII.
I did play 8.
How was 8?
It was pretty good.
Oh.
There was no Final Fantasy X, which is my preferred Final Fantasy.
I can only think of one right now. There's a one hit in play. I'll get back to you.
Max?
I haven't played Warcraft.
Everyone should play Nocturne if they can track it down.
Oh, Nocturne.
The most blasphemous video game in existence.
I have a game, though. Another question here. Game that you like but was way too short. Medal of Honor Pacific Assault.
That's it.
Should have been a 5-hour game that was a 3-hour, but the graphics on it are spectacular.
That's a tough one.
I have mine.
And what is yours?
God of War Chains of Olympus, of course. 5 hours long. 5 hours. They should have just released it on the PS2.
I was talking about No More Heroes.
Yeah, I think No More Heroes should have been longer.
There should have been more to it. It was good, but...
Like actual side missions? Instead of just,
I don't know.
Like, shoot random, kill this guy, or kill these people.
I mean, it was fun, but it was way too short. You could have really added more to it.
Oh, next?
Delta Force 2 could have been longer.
Okay.
I'm still blanking. I can't think of one. I know it'll hit me sooner or later.
Well, we're used to, like, 60-70 hour RPGs, so...
Yeah, really.
Everything else seems short in comparison.
One game that was short, one game that was short but good, Call of Duty 4, right there.
Yeah.
That was 4 hours. You couldn't have packed in more action in those 4 hours. It was either killing, dying, or praying.
I didn't. Despite how short it was, it didn't seem that short.
Completely agree with you, Frank.
It was just so, just everything was gameplay. Okay, for those of you who enjoy the Nintendo V and want one of your own, it is being localized in Japan. So, for all of you fans of Chinese knockoffs, this is good news for you.
Does it work with Wii games?
No, it does not. It is a glorified Game Boy Advance.
Really?
That's what it is. It's a glorified Game Boy Advance. In fact, the actual guts inside of it are about the size of an iPod. And it's about the same size as a Wii. And in fact, to make it heavier, they have a metal weight on the inside of it.
Dr. Ashton's a review on it.
And even then, it's still light as a feather.
To your local flea markets in June 2009.
It's actually some of the games there is not that horrible, but...
I'm going to actually go try to buy
it. You can get it for $79.
$79.
Just buy a Wii.
I'll wait for it to be in.
If I had $79 and I didn't have Nocturne, I'd be buying Nocturne.
Yeah, no, you'd be paying about $13 more, which is what I paid on top of the $79.
Well, I bought Nocturne when it first came out.
I wish I didn't lose my copy. It's somewhere, but I guess it must have been traded in by accident.
I like the soundtrack for Nocturne.
I like the soundtrack for Persona 3 better.
I like the gothic, metal, industrial kind of thing.
It works.
Okay,
what else?
The random video game name generator. Bunch of programmers got together, and now they're making games based on the random video game name generator. We have such illustrious titles as Emo Harvest on the Oregon Trail.
Cannibalism at its best.
There is.
Probably true.
Yeah.
I want
Mario versus the Chinese programmers.
This is too easy. Blue Screen of Death.
And Unicorn Armageddon.
Charlie.
Tiny Platypus Pimps.
That sounds like a cheap Game Boy title.
It does.
They can all be downloaded for free. If you just Google random video game name generator, and you'll end up finding the site. Hey, any more for video games?
They're apparently coming out with a semi-sequel to Renegade called Tiberium. And damn the EA, they're trying to strip the Command & Conquer franchise from it.
Don't get me started on EA.
They're not even putting Command & Conquer mode in it.
You see...
Or putting Command & Conquer on the title. It's just called Tiberium.
I want to quote Jeremy from Pure Ownage. Here's E, and it can lick my one ball here. And here's the A, and it can lick my other ball. So here's EA just licking my balls.
I had a comment on this. They were working with Crysis, right?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I have a quick rant.
I think EA it was.
I have a quick rant about Crysis. That 1.1 patch was the biggest load of crap I've ever seen in my face in my life. That thing killed my computer. Frank, the lucky you-know-what here, worked for fine on his. I had to wait a month to play the game again because I'd put patch 1.2 on. That pisses me off because I paid $50 for that game. Next Tuesday, Supreme Vertical Action comes out with Arcana Hearts.
Oh, are you going to get it?
I don't know. I'm playing Nocturne right now. I'm really tempted to. We should take up a collection and see if we should all
I think
chip
we should
in.
Should chip in. So we could just...
Supreme Vertical Action.
Because I want to review it for The Voice.
How much is it?
It's $40, I think.
Ooh. You should get that game with the witch grabbing her.
I'm not going to review
I'm
that.
I'm not
going to
buy that.
I'm not going to buy that at all.
That's disturbing.
That is.
It outsold Phantom Hourglass in Japan.
Yeah.
That's sad. Oh, Bob, you don't know about it. Apparently for the DS in Japan, there is a game where you have to find witches. And the way you tell if a girl's a witch or not, you have to, like, fondle them.
They could make an interesting anime out of that.
There's a reason I stopped handheld gaming.
Well, it gives a
that's one
reason to the name handheld.
Oh!
1.9.
That would be a great tagline for the game.
That'll never be released in America.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think?
Unless they're underage. So.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this game, I would like to say again, outsold a Zelda title.
That's not too hard these days.
I don't know what to think about that. The hate machine has to stop for a second.
I think we broke the hate machine.
No, here's what I have to say. Somebody got to pick that one up.
Who do you think would pick that up?
Oh, don't even want to touch it.
Nintendo would not allow it. Hey.
So what system is it for again?
Maybe
yes.
Rockstar should pick it up. God knows they love lawsuits.
But then again, there is no region locking on the DS, so you can import it if you really, really, really...
Okay, it's time to import.
It.
Well,
not to import it.
What? I will, just so we can review it.
Oh, good God.
I don't want to review it. I don't want to play it.
You don't have to review it or play it. I will review it for the podcast.
Oh, boy.
So I still have not beaten the third level of Captain Planet. What are you applauding for? I haven't beat you yet.
Don't feel bad. I got 2142 Battlefield sitting at home since last Christmas.
Oh, my brother got that.
How is it?
It looks pretty good.
Remind me, is 2142 the World War II RTS, or is it a first-person shooter?
First-person shooter, but in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like, there is this huge nuclear winter, and everyone has, like, technologically advanced weaponry.
Yeah.
And that's the storyline.
It was a very quiet sequel.
Yeah. Hey, any more video game, or should we move on to Wikipedia?
Let's move on to Wikipedia.
Okay.
Random Wikipedia article. Woo!
Alright, so what crappy thing do you have today?
You guys just take bets.
Nothing has beaten the Soviet Commissar.
Corn. It's gonna be corn.
Blossom falling.
What is it?
Uberman's first single for Independent, and the first to be taken from the band's debut album, The Magic Treehouse.
Okay, so it's some kind of album by an obscure
sounds
band.
Sounds like hippie music.
Number 39 in the UK, the only Uberman sequel to date to make the top 40.
Uberman, huh? Next.
Let's try another one there, bud.
We have three rerolls. First for you.
Playing my fiddle for you.
Playing my fiddle for you. What is it?
Papa John Creech's third solo album and his last with Brent Records. They're
okay.
All played with the supporting band Zulu, featuring Kevin Moore, who would later be known as Ked Mo. After this, the supporting band changed their name to Midnight Sun. Interesting.
Next.
League Club.
League Club?
Yeah.
A term used to refer to football clubs that are in one of the top professional leagues of a country.
Yay.
Now,
Next clue.
Is this football? American football?
No, that has to be soccer.
That has to be soccer. Yeah, real football.
Yeah, in our country it's called NASCAR.
That's right.
12-11 in Ireland.
12-11 in Ireland. What happened in 12-11?
Walter de Lacy erected the castle on Turbot Island, Cavan, in the abortive Anglo-Norman attempt to gain control of West Ulster.
How very interesting. You know what? Just because of all of them sucking so horribly, let's do one more.
You know, the hate machine's starting to get wound up.
USS Cochab. Go for it. It was a general stores issue ship commissioned by the U.S. Navy for service in World War II.
Damn right.
She was responsible for delivering and dispersing goods and equipment to locations in the war zone.
Grounded the U.S. Navy.
What did she decommission, if at all?
What?
Was she decommissioned? Is she scrapped? Is she mothballed?
Just decommissioned 17th April and entered the Pacific Reserve Fleet.
What year?
They don't say the year.
Of
she
course.
Was sold for scrapping in January 14th, 1965 to Nicholas Joffe Court, Beverly Hills, California.
For World War II veterans, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's from the random Wikipedia article.
That was full of fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever going to beat that Soviet commissar one. Longest bloody name
ever. The longest name ever?
Yeah,
yes.
I've seen a lot of failure, but that was epic. That was simply epic. I have to hate Wikipedia for a few minutes on that, unfortunately.
We got a hippie music album, we got a black album, and we got, like, a Stone Stern.
Actually, it was a psychedelic rock album.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
LSD!
So, yeah, it might be good,
might not.
Hippie albums.
Goddamn, hippies better get a job.
You know, I haven't heard of them, so apparently they weren't that good.
I think that said they were in the UK, weren't they?
Well, the one was in the UK.
Okay.
And if music is good in the UK, I'll hear about it.
The only music from the UK you've probably ever heard was Rick Astley.
I've heard Duran Duran.
But never Duran Duran. The Beatles or the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Or
the Beatles were American, we all know that.
Well, they weren't.
What?
On to the next subject.
Okay.
Tech and the internet.
This is going to be a fun section.
A warning to all of the Channers. The 4chan party man is now all too real.
Yeah, the FBI now is blowing people by setting up a funny YouTube video. If you click on the link, they'll show up at your house.
So, Max, you visited yet?
What's that mean?
Max, are you not going to be in club for a while?
Max, that the FBI thing in gray, is it sitting outside your house right now?
I'm not a pedo bear.
Pedo bear seal of disapproval.
I thought we've already established the only pedo bear in our club is not me. Not going there. But anyway.
Who called Chris Hansen?
Wait, Chris Hansen?
Chris Hansen?
Chris Hansen!
Chris Hansen driving the party van.
If you see him, you're going to shoot yourself in the head.
if you see Chris Hansen, and you see the party van, you better have a NASCAR-style car and get out of there.
Wait. Who's coming through the door?
Okay, guys, I want you to take a seat over there. Oh, no.
Oh, Christ. Bang, bang, bang! There's something for the camera, boys!
Okay.
Now the FBI's going to visit my house on that one, thanks.
We're all going to be visited by the FBI. One huge cease and desist.
Yeah. No, that's for later, boys.
Hey, for the Sony VMG, I would like to wag my finger at you. You've been rated by the RIAA for using pirated software.
Are they a part of the RAA?
Oh, they're part of the RAA. Who rated them then?
I believe it was a small California court. Oh. A company that found their cracked software code in a piece of release they made.
Okay.
So don't
download music. Download software.
You're telling me.
Apparently, the article I read, there was a ton of it on their computers.
Because we don't care about nerds going out of business. We care about rich musicians going out of business.
Isn't it nice when a small company with like 10 employees is hurting a major company right now? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was always one of the proponents to say some of those musicians don't deserve the money they have.
Yeah. You can buy like 2 jets.
Here's it. Go to the list of Yahoo Music videos. Go down the list. 9 out of 10 of those artists shoot the artists, first of all.
I like on Chappelle's show, on one of the lost episodes, when they did the whole Vala thing.
Yeah.
I love to eat diamonds. It makes my dookie twinkle. See, this is the world's only 2 Tyrannosaurus Rex eggs.
Then
it hatches.
And he cuts its head off.
It's the baldest shit ever. Oh, poor Dave Chappelle. He could have been one of the greats. Could have been a legend. But you screwed up.
What did he do?
He quit his show.
Yeah, that's
really cool. Was stupid.
Then they made 2 extra episodes out of just cutscenes they had left of the final ones he was making.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see the Michael Jackson courtroom thriller. That excited me. That would have been good.
I like when they had the racial stereotype pixies. My favorite was the Asian one. Trying to get the guy to say, hero. And that was part of the reason why he quit, apparently. I don't know why that would do it. He's been doing that all throughout his show.
He did a lot of worse things.
The black white supremacist?
Yeah, the black.
Yeah. The black white supremacist.
Sam! I like when he was just they left him alone in the gas station, and he had, like, surrounded by the 3 skinheads. And they were like, oh, your con shouldn't be around here. And he said, that's right, where are they? Okay. For April Fools, YouTube.
Can I get a white power?
No.
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 Deny.
Go stay in the corner.
YouTube rickrolled us. And also, for those of you who wish to watch Yu Yu Hakusho, the abridged movie, you have also been rickrolled.
I don't understand. I didn't think YouTube had a sense of humor. I'm surprised that they haven't decided to sue themselves now for copyright infringement on the...
They would sue themselves.
Yes, they would.
Yeah.
Remember, they're part of Google. Now they have humor.
I also like the VG Cats April Fool's joke.
Do tell.
They made it exactly like Control-Alt-Delete. Unfunny joke here.
My favorite is the IGN one where they just made a blind-eyed Zelda trailer. It's horrible.
Hey, Dead Fantasy is awesome.
Yes, that is one of them. I don't know who made that, but someone has some serious skill.
It's the chicks from Final Fantasy fighting the chicks from DOA. What can be better?
It's just 10 minutes of, like, one epic battle after another, and it's going to be a 5-part series.
Nobody's ever going to die.
And they threw in Kairi from Kingdom Hearts out of nowhere. It wasn't even in Final Fantasy.
That one chick from DOA was crushed into a singularity by gravity and still survived. Also, Haloid.
Haloid was
another classic.
Samus versus the Master Chief versus the Covenant Army.
There's always a huge debate over who would win, Samus or Master Chief. Personally, I have to say Samus because she has more skill, she's infused with the Chozo blood, and plus, she has more,
curves.
No, she has more mobility, and just think, the Master Chief has 1 energy tank that regenerates. Samus has, like, 10 energy tanks, and plus, more access to an arsenal of weapons.
Master Chief has the boomstick, though.
Yeah. Samus has, like, a freeze ray.
and lightsaber
missiles.
And a lightsaber
she the, and she has
yeah.
the screw attack.
And rock boots.
I'm voting for Master Chief. Fuck you guys.
Screw that. I want the guy from Crisis. Samus or whatever, they're just going to run, and all you're going to hear is maximum strength. And you're just going to grab, and you're going to start to see the choking occurring, and then you're going to see the throwing contest, then the shot doesn't come out, just doom, 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 show's over.
The Mando suit is the pointy stick of the Master Chief's armor and Samus's armor.
Then he'll break out the gauze rifle. We'll fire a couple of metal rounds at him for fun. You know what? We'll just bring out the TAC-9 nuclear launcher. The sub-nuclear launcher. Remember that, Frank? From the aircraft carrier?
Yes, I do.
It's not going to be good for Master Chief.
No.
It's going to be a bad day.
Samus will freeze it. I don't think she can freeze a nuclear explosion.
No.
Not really.
She can freeze four explosions.
Right, sure.
Anyway, I think it would probably...
He'd have to...
Explode impact.
He'd have to hit them with it. It'd have to be like a cheap shot. He'll use a cloak on behind a choke. Just like we do in the game.
Oh, I love that.
I also like punching someone when you're at maximum strength.
Yes.
They go flying.
I have not done that yet. I've done the throwing contest. I have not done that yet. Some people.
It was like two MKs on the beach. This was a multiplayer, just single player, so they were just regular guys. So I just hit maximum strength, just floating around, and I punched them both, and they just flew into the ocean. Fun times.
Shotgun sniping. Shotgun sniping.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, you can attach the
10-inch zoom sniper scope
to a buckshot firing shotgun.
What point would that serve? You got me on that one, okay?
Because you got to be up close to use it.
Hey, on an AK-40... It's not the AK-47. We all know it's the AK-47.
Yeah.
I put the sniper scope on it when I don't want to carry the sniper rifle, just for the hell of it.
I like the incendiary rounds for that.
Yes, those are very useful. Or the gauze sniping. Sexy scope on gauze rifle?
Yeah.
Someone told me that online. I'm sitting there like, you got to be kidding. And I'm like, oh, fun.
When I was playing online, somebody... They finally got enough... points to get the gauze rifle. I ended up stealth killing them and taking the gauze rifle off their corpse and just going on a spree with it.
That's mean, Frank.
Oh, I'm an FPS player.
Yeah.
We're always mean.
Call of Duty 4, we hate everyone.
Yeah, there is no mercy fighting online.
Knife and rockets.
Call of Duty 4, that knife is one of the most dangerous weapons you'll ever use.
Yeah.
And that pistol is also pretty dangerous.
I like pistols.
Okay. The creative situation.
Okay, for those of you who don't call it tech blogs, Creative Technologies, sound cards, everyone knows about that. Over the weekend, they've had a little overthrow on their forums. There was a little coup d'etat ongoing. What happened was, Creative has a big problem with Vista. Not like anyone doesn't have a problem with Vista, but their problem's even bigger, because they don't have working drivers, because you know why? They're trying to get more of their products sold. So, you know, all of us sitting down there with some older cards, you know, the Odyssey's, the Lives, you know, your little older cards, we have crippled drivers. And, or drivers that don't work correctly. So this guy, I believe his name is Daniel Kay, started making drivers. Kind of like the Omega drivers for ATI, for those of you who know that. He was modding drivers. You know, he did ask for some donations. Okay, he's doing a good job. He had 20,000 downloads already.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. So over on March 29th, to be specific, or 28th, one of the guys from Creative came on and said, hey, you can't do this no more. The problem was word spread really quick among all those people with older sound cards. It was just like a virus going around. Within days, before they closed the topic about him not being able to make it, it had 246 pages.
Oh my God.
Most of it saying the F word to Creative, because they are releasing a crippled product. And now, they did post an explanation about it the other day. And of course, you have your 9 pages of total, we don't believe you, you are bullshit. Yes, I just said that word. And it's been a relatively creative time. Guy even got interviewed, he's got interviewed by several major blog sites. I suggest you go to their forums and read. Right now, the forums are kind of like open rebellion.
Ooh.
It's a good sign.
Then and you get be involved.
And, yeah. And I have a creative product myself.
Calling B is a bad thing. You're unleashing something you can't control.
I have a creative product. I have an X5. I paid $130 for that card for the front panel. And I have XP, and it still doesn't entirely work correctly. When I play Fear, I try to put emulation for sound, use hardware. It's not working the other day for some reason. So, I'm going to say, I won't buy another product. And, their 7.1 surround sound speakers aren't that good either. So, kind of look for some alternatives. I'm sure they're having a party over at Turtle Beach in Azus right now. Probably pop some champagne today, see an open rebellion on some forums. Yes.
And now for the topic that will get us kicked off iTunes. Why Apple sucks.
One word.
I would like to open the floor to the internet hate machine.
Hi, it's Bob again. Why Apple sucks. Number one, you have an OS that, quite frankly, is designed for morons.
That's true.
No offense to people who use Apple, but you're using an OS designed for morons, okay? And number one, it's not even Apple. What's it? It's free BSD. It's free BSD Unix.
Exactly.
With a slapped-on Apple interface. That's essentially what it is. If you want to get down to the nitty-gritty of it, number two, you're getting ripped off when you buy an Apple product.
That's right.
The probes. I mean, you can't upgrade them. You open those things up, you need special suction panels to open them up. Why would you buy something like that when you can't update it? I'm looking at these monster machines in this room right now. God knows, Frank and I will be changing out parts right until the day our machines die. Okay, I would die with an Apple because I have to punch my fist through to get an upgrade. Okay, number three, the MacBook Air.
Oh, God, no.
Let me say something. There's some magic words. The ThinkPad X300 from Lenovo even beats it. The
Ooh.
Apple Asus EE. That, it destroys it. You know why? The Air is a worthless product. One USB, no CD-ROMs. What were they thinking?
No Ethernet.
No Ethernet! Why would...
Nothing to lock it down and secure it.
Good point, Frank. They put it in an envelope, a manila envelope in the commercial. And, you know, there's another thing. The Apple attitude.
Exactly.
The
yes.
Apple attitude. Those commercials... Let me tell you, you want to see a true commercial? Go to YouTube. Look up Apple versus XPS. Hey, I'm against PC today. I brought XPS. Yes, those are the funniest commercials because the guy sitting there, he's muscle bound, he's ripped. Apple guy's like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be against that. I'm going to be against regular PC. Number one, the attitude is a big issue. I mean, I cannot stand Apple superiority.
We should put the Apple commercial against one of our machines, Bob.
Yes, we should. Because you know why? The only one that's going to touch it is the Pro, and the Pro is a pretty server. The Pro should be under their server category. You know what? I blew over $2,500 on my computer. Over time.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stomach spending $3,000 on one machine in one pop, and knowing I'm probably not going to upgrade it. I would die inside. And number two, how do you service those? Seriously. Can you service
know.
Those?
Apple.
I know where we are here. There's one person to do it. We have three people plus 10 student workers to work on all the PCs around campus. That's just the teachers' ones. The lab computers have a million people for them. One person for Apple. That tells you something. And you know what? You want to work better? Guess what? You got hacked in 2 minutes in the hacking contest. Go read Tom's Hardware.
Ooh.
Safari got exploited, bitches. I'll open the floor to someone else now.
We're going to get kicked off iTunes.
Yes, we are.
Well, we just have to make sure that we don't mention it in the description.
Yeah, we... Okay.
Anyone wish to have any more hate towards Apple here?
Sure, talk about more hate from Apple.
Oh, we have our friend, late member.
Okay, I did bad on a test. I had to do extra credit. What do you want from me?
Be quiet. I'm in the middle of ranting.
Okay,
You'll join Max in the corner in about 10 seconds.
Let's get on to the subject of the iPhone and iPod Touch.
Oh, God.
I mean,
$400 for 4 gigs. For 8 gigs. Is it 8 or 4?
It's like...
It's 8?
8 gig for a phone.
If you can buy an 8 gig hard to bring a USB flash drive down for like $50 at Office Depot. Come on.
The only iPod that was ever worth getting is the 30 gig iPod video.
I have two words, for everyone here. Verizon Wireless. You know why?
Why?
Because Verizon Wireless doesn't suck like Singular. Okay?
Oh, I don't want to talk about Verizon, please.
Is that a fight to ruin?
That is a fight to ruin.
That's a fight to ruin. Verizon makes damn fine.
phone.
Verizon,
I might say so myself.
I'm not... Okay, I have some issues with Verizon about their phones, but their service is pretty damn good. And why does Apple only allow it on the Singular network?
Because they're getting cash from Singular.
You're right, and that makes me cry inside.
My dad threatens Comcast digital cable with by joining... Like, threatening to go to Verizon so he gets better deals.
Amen to that, brother.
And we eventually will go to Verizon Fios.
Oh, that's
Wait,
Cat
Fios.
Oh, Cat Fios.
Yeah, someone, they just dubbed a hole into my neighbor's lawn. He was kind of pissed about it the other day.
Man, if I saw...
If
I saw
Fios very soon, whenever my dad feels like
if
it.
I saw Fios, I'd be, drill that hole right now.
Yep. Cable would be gone in 10 seconds.
Yeah, they have like a deal to get like $100 all everything.
Yeah, all I have is cable.
What's Fios?
Fios is fiber optic internet. Essentially, you run it in through your cable line, though. But essentially, you're getting speeds of 30 to 40 megabyte per second right to your house.
How much does that really
this
cost?
This is campus. It only costs... It's the same as cable.
Yeah.
Not DSL.
It might get $5.
It probably costs like, I think like $50 a month or something. But at that speed, who gives a fuck?
The whole issue is run fiber optics a bitch. I mean, that is just...
Right.
That's terrible. I know that from having classes. You can't bend it. You can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And we'll never see it here. We'll never... Frank, we're from the same region. We'll never see files. I just got cable a year ago. I'm happy with 3 megabit.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Okay? I was on dial-up. That's me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Back to the Apple subject.
Hold on. Dial-up.
Ugh.
Oh.
They were... It was so bad at the end when I had dialed. They sold my... When I didn't type a URI, my ISP sold that page to someone to serve me ads and have a search trigger it, and they would not admit to it. I couldn't find information on these people because there's nothing on it. I had to go find it. And I'll tell you right now, I had no spyware. My computer was clean as a whistle. Don't give me that.
Well, we know that.
When you have, I think the only advantage of having 56K now is that it's really hard to get spyware because it's so damn huge.
Oh, no. It's easy.
Trust me. Spyware is
like
nothing.
First the internet.
Spyware is like a kilobyte or something.
Yeah, spyware is small. The iPhone, back to that subject to me, that's an uber luxury.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have a cell phone myself. I mean, I don't have internet on my phone. I barely do any ringtones or anything with it. I'm just happy to have a phone. That's just extravagance. I mean, it's just like Apple's whole policy, we're better than you, screw you.
The only people I can think of who would need an iPhone is just because of the way it works, is if you work with a Mac computer and you work exclusively with the Mac computer with everything you do related to your work.
But here's the thing, other companies are basically right now copying the iPhone. They're making like blank copies of the iPhone. Or not blank copies, but you know. And they're probably going to be cheaper, so...
Thank you, Chinese corporations.
Isn't like Verizon making a copy of
iPhone? Yeah, like I think Nokia's making a nice one.
Well, the truth was there were several copies already on the internet of the iPhone.
Yeah.
Stuff existed before the iPhone came along. iPhone is nothing new. There were one or two phones out like it before. It's just Apple put their brand name on it.
Yeah. It's like MP3 has existed before the iPod.
Yeah.
I remember MP3 players. Now there's nothing. Now we have iPods.
Here's a product I don't own, an iPod.
We also have Creative Zens and Markdown Tunes, and there are other players out there, but...
Okay, you guys want to know what? I don't even have a handheld CD player. I have nothing up in that type of technology.
Do you have a Walkman?
No! I've got nothing!
Don't do that.
I had like a big giant like CD player, but let me tell you, it does not read discs anymore. So basically, it's a piece of crap, and I have these little like one CD at a time Barbie CD player that my little sister has.
Lauren, do not feel bad. I have the old school 2003 era Memorex DVD player. That thing can fit someone with. That thing's almost a foot long. That thing is huge. Let me tell you, it works damn good,
Okay, now it's open for Bob to rant.
It's Bob time. It's time for the internet hate machine to show up. You know what? I'm someone who goes on 4chan, and I don't think there's enough hate. I don't think there's enough porn either. I don't think there's enough hate. You know what? I love 4chan, but I like hate. Okay, first thing we're going to hate today. You know what? I hate the advertising on Anime News Network. You know what? I'll tell you why. They're advertising on their layout now. 5 centimeters per second. What the fucking anime is that? Is it a piece of crap or something? Why are you advertising there? Why do you have to sell on Anime News Network? And let me tell you, the next thing that bugs me, the flash ads on Anime News Network. Why is it necessary to put in the middle of your news content a frigging skyscraper ad with flash in it? Is that entirely necessary? Hey, I like Peach Girl, but you know what? It's not that good to advertise there in the middle of the page. And let me tell you, I decided to disable Adblock Plus and Flashblock today, two great plugins you should be running for Mozilla, Firefox. And I got this ad today. There was an underage girl on it, looking like she was ready to masturbate.
What?
The question at the top, the reason I say this, the question at the top was, do you watch anime in bed? Yes or no?
Oh my god!
This was the top 460 banner ad on Anime News Network today.
Bob, do you have a screenshot of that?
No, I don't.
Get a screenshot and we're going to take that to Otakon.
And you know what? I'd like to thank Anime Castle for putting that up there. Because you know what? I'm sure not going to buy anything from there. No offense. Okay.
We're going to take a screenshot of that to the Anime News Network panel at Otakon.
Yes, that ad there, let me tell you. That makes me glad I block everything under the sun.
And Anime News Network, you're saying fan subs are killing anime.
We're going to cover that in a few seconds, Brain. Give me a second. We're not there yet. I'll be honest with you. If you're visiting Anime News Network, it is the best source for news. I can't deny them that.
I'll agree.
It's a great source.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
And this is where I'll get shot later. You need to run Mozilla Firefox with Flashblock and Adblock Plus to even go there to enjoy it. I'm sorry, I know we're denying you money, but guess what? Tough shit. Okay, now, anime on DVD. I have a lot of hate for them, too. You know why? It's not because of poor grammar. It's not because of bad writing. Or opinions. Your review equipment sucks. Simply put. Now, I'm going to give some examples of why I personally think their reviews, the equipment they require, is a bunch of crap. Number one. The one reviewer is using a 50-inch LCD HDTV from Panasonic to review anime. Yes. 1080i, I mean, monster component cables, multi-channel speaker system with a 100-watt subwoofer. Frank, we all know we got one or two of those lying around, right?
Yeah.
Then I felt bad for this poor sucker. He only had a 37-inch widescreen HDTV with a Sony Blu-ray player. You must feel inadequate when you're reviewing your anime. Finally, the granddaddy of them all, the webmaster of anime on DVD, Chris, a 70-inch Sony HDTV 1080i.
Oh.
Chris, I just have one question for you. Are you trying to overcompensate for something?
Oh, that is true.
My God.
How about review an anime on a 19-inch RCA TV, the old tube style?
Damn.
The rest of us actually...
Oh, my God, I actually have one.
No surround sound. Just a regular tube TV. Ever think about that? How regular anime fans watch your TV?
Right.
Guess what? I see a Panasonic, 13 or 15-inch sitting in front of me.
15-inch.
No one's going to watch anime on a 70-inch bloody HDTV.
It doesn't even have stereo.
Yes.
DVD player is the PS2.
Hold on. You hear that? The anime on DVD side just fell over now. Because you said that. Okay. By the way, Chris, I have nothing personal against you. I have something I'd like to say to you. You know, I read your profile on your forum, and I believe I saw this quote. Anime is not a right. It is a privilege. A consumer product. Art. Work for hire, a luxury, a hobby, and an entertainment. Well, that's cute. Then your bio says believe. Well, you know what? I believe you're a jackass. You know why? Because you people like you give us the elitist attitude. It's people like you that just give anime a bad name. You know, I've nothing against your site, but I don't like your attitude. Go watch some of your Naruto.
Testify, Brother Bob.
Yeah. Okay, our next thing I hate is the elitist attitude towards fan subs within the anime community. I'm talking specifically on the Anime News Network forums here. This is right to you people. Do you realize that it isn't fan subs that are causing this? Let me be clear. If you think fan subs are going to disappear or go away, you're an idiot. Okay? Because let's face it, did everyone here remember Napster?
Yes.
Yeah, guess what? You know what replaced Napster, right?
Kazaa.
And then Kazaa was replaced by BitTorrent. And guess what? They think you can't stop BitTorrent. And, you know, I have to say, it isn't the fan subbers' fault. You can't blame them at all. I can't issue them an ounce of blame. Because right now, the anime industry is not competitive.
Exactly.
The anime industry is completely not competitive. When I can walk into Walmart and pick up the entire season of Lost for $40.
That's right.
And then I go to buy anime. What am I going to get? Maybe 2 DVDs? Maybe 6.5 episodes? Regular release? We got some serious problems here, folks. This is when we're getting a little serious. Guess what, folks? We're not the Japanese. We're not going to pay $50 for 2 episodes of a DVD. No, we're not going to do that. And, you know, I think the industry is starting to move to the right point that we're getting FinPacks now.
FinPacks are
good. Yeah, I love FinPacks.
Yes. FinPacks are how we should release small anime.
I got the first half of Aquarian for like $37.
Damn right.
And that's 13 episodes I got.
And I mean, if we release small FinPack, we get anime down to a price that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, anime prices aren't acceptable. They are not. When we can go and want to pick up seasons of television for nothing. And we're scrimping and saving for DVD. People wonder why we're doing fan subs. People wonder why fan subs are popular. Why they're doing DVD rips. I'll walk on the menu. I'll bet you I can pull up just about any series right now if I went to Minino.
Mm-hmm.
If any of your fan, any of your downloaders, you know Minino. But in the last couple days, Read or Die on there. All from one group, KAA. They had them all there. They had all DVD rips. I'm sitting there. It's all perfect condition, too. I watched Suzaka. Like I said, Read or Die. I picked up several of those Planet Dates. They were all there. DVD, dual audio. And you wonder why we're in trouble. Okay. I have to say, what we have to do next, there cannot be long waits between U.S. and Japanese releases.
Yeah.
Full Meta Panic Fumafu, an excellent series, a great series, one of the best-rated ones on Anime Info. 2 years to get here. When I can go into fans and get it in 2 days,
yep.
I'm not going to wait 2 years.
Exactly. That's the main reason I download fan subs. So I want to see the new stuff in Japan right away. I don't have to wait for it to get licensed.
We need to get to the bigger point of we need almost simultaneous release. We can get to 25% simultaneous release. We're in good shape. How's our time right now?
Oh, we're still good.
Okay.
Watch time, Bob.
Okay.
The longer you need.
Okay. Let's face it. The anime industry, they're starting to move this way, but we need to embrace downloading, streaming, BitTorrent. Let's embrace it all.
Yeah.
I like this. I'll bring up streaming in a second here. But I like the whole streaming thing. It's not a bad idea. And that's basically my whole rant against the elitist fan subbers. The anti-fan subbers, I'm sorry. I just have a big problem with them, and I hate going to Anime News Network and seeing their asses on there making fun of fan subs when we have an industry that can easily become competitive.
I just like to let them know that I support. Go into my room and see how much I support the industry. You'll find my room plastered with like a half a dozen DVDs. I have all seventh season of Ranma 1/2. Viz sold for like $80 to $100, and plus countless other series and all the other manga versions and stuff. And how dare they accuse me of killing the industry I download?
Okay. On a side note to this, I would like to purposely target FYE stores on this one. Please learn how to price your anime and stop screwing your customers. Thank you.
That's great.
Especially with those sales.
Yeah. Okay. Crunchyroll.
Oh!
You people that own that make me sick. I even think it's illegal and dirty, and I download everything under the sun. I mean everything. You took money, venture capital, and continue to steal things. What the fuck is that? You should be shut down by the FBI and prosecuted for your crimes, you scumbags. And Gonzo, you're the biggest moron for aligning with them. Dumb fucks. Why? They're dirtier than dirty. They make porn look clean. Okay.
Wait, what are they doing?
Crunchyroll is a site that took venture capital. They are streaming anime right now. They've stolen from fan subs. They've stolen from regular studios. They've stolen from just about everybody.
Yeah.
And they stream anime on the internet right now for free.
Don't they charge you for it?
But they used to.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Wait. I've currently been on it. It's basically you have this. If you watch anime, it's basically crappy. And if you want it to get better, you have to pay fork over money and give donations in order to get better viewing, which I will not pay.
And it bothers me that they got $4.3 million in venture capital. That's terrible.
That's
simply terrible. You never see BitTorrent sites asking donations. They're not getting venture capital. Why should they? And personally, I'd like to see Crunchyroll shut down. I'm the banner from the anime should visit them. I don't care if you're getting into it or what. Which is, they're dirty. They are dirty. They are dirtier than dirty. But I'm glad Funimation realized it. And who sent out the drunk statement?
Bandai.
I'm glad they had sense because not right. And we're getting on to the final end of the rant here. Yeah, I'm sure everyone here is calmer than everyone else thought. Cartoon Network.
Oh, God.
How much I hate you for your treatment of anime. I simply think you just don't do it right, and it's damn near criminal. You know, if you had serious dedication to the anime, instead of showing your anime from 1 to 6 a.m., you would put it in your prime hours from 7 to 10. I mean, let's face it seriously, folks. And I'm not meaning this little Naruto, Pokemon, Inuyasha stuff from 8 to 9, 10. You know, that's somewhere for people to start. I'm not wanting, I mean, I want anime there, like Code Geass,
yes.
Which they got. Which, I mean, Trinity Blood, Full Metal Alchemist, and Death Note. Why not get aggressive? Move the anime. You want to show dedication to anime? Move it up there. I'll be honest with you.
I agree.
I missed the golden years of Cartoon Network.
I do too.
I missed it entirely.
Missed it entirely.
I didn't have cable until a year ago.
Oh.
I missed the golden. So I'm being especially fierce on them because when I first got cable, I wanted Cartoon Network.
You got screwed, man.
Yes,
I came home from school. I had Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, Rurouni Kenshin, Tenchi,
Outlaw
Star.
Let me be aware. I'm someone that watched
six.
Dragon Ball Z on UPN, and I watched Sailor Moon on USA Network.
Ooh.
I cannot stand how they treat anime right now. I think it's terrible. Because let's face it, every other thing on that network is crap.
They even ran like two episodes of Ava on Cartoon Network once.
Highly censored. Remember the Big O?
Big O.
Yeah.
The Big O. It's still on their website. It's on Big O. You know, I'd rather see some dedication. And I'm gonna call out for props on this one. I'm sorry. Sci-fi. Thank you for bringing anime to Mondays.
We do love sci-fi.
From 11 to 1, and let me tell you, it's not the best time, but you're at least showing some dedication to anime.
They had Appleseed the OVA.
What are they showing now?
They were showing Ghost in the Shell series. I don't remember the other one they were showing. The Tactics, maybe? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's Ghost in the Shell, I'm sorry. And I'd rather see... I like sci-fi what they're doing. They're at least trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, sci-fi used to show a lot of anime.
Yes, they did.
So, what time is it again?
They have Cobra on sci-fi.
Mondays from 11 to 1, they show anime on sci-fi.
Huh.
Yes, they moved to Tuesday for a little bit, but they seem to be going back now to Monday.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, let me go over my rant again. Anime News Network, we hate your advertising. Anime on DVD, your reviews simply suck. And I think your webmaster's a jackass. Fansub Elite Attitudes, guess what? Fansubs are here to stay for a while, folks. And unless they get dual release here, I don't see them going away anytime soon. Or lower prices or actually get competitive, because let's face it. Let's look Ford right now. Ford, General Motors, they haven't been competitive. Bethlehem Steel, the reason no one knows about them, they don't exist anymore. Anime will go, obviously, if we don't do major changes now. I'm not an insider, but you see enough people commenting about it. Let's get some change. Finally, Crunchyroll, please die. And Cartoon Network, let's get serious, folks. Let's get serious on Cartoon Network. I will give you kudos, though. I like when you're playing Futurama. I like when you're playing Family Guy. That's some of your better material, but let's get some anime on there.
I agree.
Yeah, no.
My rant's over.
Cool.
I think you said...
You unleashed a lot of hate.
That was a lot of hate.
That was a lot of hate. Okay.
What?
Welcome to the corner.
No,
what
the hell are you going to talk about?
Oh, I'm going to pick a topic for a start. I got something. Why Yaoi can't really happen.
Oh,
what the hell does that mean?
Frank, I want to ask Frank and your roommate here. Here's a question. Have you guys ever just started making out randomly just because you feel like it?
No.
No, it's because they have to love each other first, and besides...
No, it, no.
You're not the boys that
it is completely
it.
Unrealistic. Yeah.
I can never love a male.
Thank you, Frank.
Wait.
They're
gay. You're lying.
Frank and Max?
H-word!
Oh, my.
He's beyond male. That is not...
But he's still male, no.
I have a major problem with Yaoi fangirls at conventions. I avoid them for the same reason. I fear for my life around them. And remember, I hate everything. I fear for my life around them because I will be viciously assaulted and mauled. Yes, Max, let's not forget about our little gravitation thing. Yeah, let's not forget about that. Your fan service, glom, dead, and
fondling,
getting drugged off by 13-year-old girls.
Oh.
Let me remind you, This is why I think the root of all evil, one of them is Yaoi.
The root of all evil. What's worse, Yaoi or you need to come up with something else?
Yuri.
No.
Yaoi. Hey, there's a firearm going off, folks. I think they're coming to get me now.
It's an air raid. Air raid.
Yeah, no. What I found funny is while I was at the convention.
Alternative hentai.
Oh, yes. Yaoi versus alternative hentai. Which is the root of all of
them? Oh,
no. Why do you want to? Yeah, no.
Yes. I don't even think I want to side with one then.
I got a little girl thing making me feel so good.
Master Shane Nang goes in the corner.
Yeah, no.
I remember AMV Hill Zero.
See, I don't see, like, people who are Yuri fans go crazy.
Yeah.
It's because they're all men.
Yeah, no.
We're saying.
I mean,
when I was playing Phoenix the Third, Phoenix Wright, and there's that whole surprise that happens on the last case. I'll admit, I had an nerdgasm. But it's nowhere near the levels that these fangirls reach.
Oh, please let me tell you something. While I was sitting there at SetsuCon, these girls that I randomly met at the hot chocolate table, there was this really awesome guy who dressed as L, and he was awesome in every way. These two girls were apparently going around stalking him throughout the whole convention.
If you go onto YouTube and type in SetsuCon, about half of the videos are from 2008. Those half of the videos pretty
much... are from the Naruto people, aren't they?
Mocking humping and shit. And I was like, okay, you know, that's a lot of videos.
Oh, what's funny is that they sit there and they tell people of the scarring that Orochimaru left on everybody.
I'm afraid to dress up as Shinjiro from Persona 3 for fear someone will be dressed up as Akihiko.
Okay, I'm picking another root of all evil here. I admire cosplayers, let me say that right off the bat. I would not have the balls to get dressed up and show up to a convention dressed up. Because I'll tell you why. Number one, anyone would criticize me probably looking for most of their teeth. Because my weapon, I'd be playing Sting from the the TNA version of Sting. Mr. Baseball Bat would be in one hand. So the complaint department would be there. No, I'm joking. Just sometimes when I'm cruising around the internet or conventions, there are some people that shouldn't cosplay. Certain Sailor Moon, Sailor, the whole Sailor Scout thing. There are certain people, no offense to them, that should not be playing Sailor Scouts. Number one, men.
Oh yeah, I was very offended when I was looking and suddenly there was a person cosplaying as Shomaru.
What old Manfei?
Manfei, I can take Manfei.
I'm a Sailor Bobba.
I enjoy seeing cosplay. I think there's some really good people, but I think we need to be careful. And let me stress this. I do not tolerate glomping.
No.
Glomping is an instant death.
What about squealing and picture taking?
I do that a lot.
I mean...
Oh my god, cheap!
Here's a root of all evil. What's worse, anime conventions or Star Trek conventions?
Ooh.
See, here's the point. Okay, here's the big issue. There's no real Star Trek convention to go to where we are right now. We're not going to reveal our location right now for the fact of getting sued. Yeah.
There's like only two complete Star Trek conventions now, aren't there? Big ones.
Yeah. Well, Star Trek's dead because no one will make a series about it. They're going to prequels now for the movies.
Yeah.
Boy, that sure worked for Enterprise.
Whoa.
I've never watched it, so it could die for all I care.
Ooh. Star Trek fans. Star Trek fans. Raise your hand. Oh, I got to defend its honor. How can you not like... Okay.
I've never watched it once. So... And it doesn't seem that interesting.
It doesn't.
How can you not like Star? How can you like badass captains like Picard? Like, I mean, even
start this debate.
Oh wait,
even Sisko, who manned the battle, he had a station.
Han Solo would kick Picard's ass.
I agree with that, but he sure wouldn't kick Kirk's ass. Kirk would have Leia pimped out already by now. He'd be cruising at work 9.
I don't think
that. Could Captain Kirk run the Kessel Run
under
12 parsecs?
Hell no.
Not with warp speed.
Yeah, no. The one thing I did like about them is they sat there and stuck it on Futurama.
No.
That is like the only time I've ever watched anything involving it.
The one scene you should have been showing in Star Trek, when the Excelsior was supposed to blow up in Star Trek 3, when they sabotaged the transwarp drive. We should have seen the Excelsior go up. I'm sorry, I have to defend the honor of Star Trek at all times.
More roots of all evil.
And I have to say, I don't care what people will say, Star Trek, let me tell you, the Star Wars ships are going to have a hell of a problem when you got John Luke and the Enterprise-E firing quantum torpedoes into the bridge. Because you know your little deflector shields ain't going to hold out.
I only got one word for that, and that's a Death Star.
Me or the Borg, you will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. One cube. There's millions of cubes versus one Death Star. They'll sacrifice a couple thousand cubes.
That's okay, they have a clone army.
Yeah.
Army. Oh.
Led by the leader of the Catholic Church.
Wait.
Star and the Emperor.
Red shirts versus stormtroopers.
Oh.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Yeah. Phasers versus plastoid armor.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Guys who can't hit anything versus people who always manage to die.
Phaser rifle versus Ewok rocks. There's a fight of the century for you.
Ewoks.
Hey, Ewoks kick anybody's ass.
And the Empire will be defeated by Ewoks.
Huh?
Now, who else would scuttle their fleet just because their Death Star got blew up? You never heard that? As soon as the Battle Ender was over, basically, they scuttled half the fleet. Right there and then.
I know that there are still, in that the expanding universe, the Empire.
Yeah, they lost six of their Grand Admirals because six of them were on the Death Star.
Yeah, that's it. Only six.
Out of the 12.
Here's my
and
question.
The other six killed each other off.
Here's my question.
Except for Thrawn.
If I had the Death Star, you know what I would have done? I would have went to hyperspace. Let's figure. You would lose a few pilots. The Death Star would take medium damage. But we'd still be alive. Put her in dry dock for a year. We'll just send the fleet to destroy Yavin. The world continues, and we, of course, fix those mistakes we had.
I never understood why they just didn't blow up the giant gas planet that was next to the moon of Endor. That would have...
Gas?
Was it gas?
Is there a rocky core? No, I thought that was a sun that sat next to it.
No, that was gas giant.
Yeah.
It's a gas giant because that's one of the super weapons that they had from one of the expanded universe things was hidden.
Yeah.
I think the problem was they could only fire it once a day.
Oh, that's right, it was charging.
I think the
charging my laser!
But personally, I was sitting there and was like, you know, it's gas. Shoot through it. The laser is going to go right through it.
Yeah, even if it did have a rocky core, I think it would just kind of go through it, like a little pebble.
Okay, root of all evil. Who's more manly? James Kirk or Han Solo? I'm sorry, James Kirk.
No, Kirk's
13
better.
Violations of the Temporal Prime Directive. You can't beat that.
Kirk was never frozen in carbonite.
Nope.
Kirk died and came back in 2371, and he still kicked ass.
Well, wait, you mean that guy is the rock guy who, you know, the guy in Robot Chicken sister makes out with?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've never seen Star Wars, have you?
Okay.
Very rarely. You've
never seen Star Wars.
Okay, no, I've seen, like, the...
Please don't say episode one.
On that note, we're going to end it on this note.
Yeah, episode one, two, and three.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
Ooh, Empire Strikes Back.
Why?
Number 4, the first one. Battle of the Atom. Right there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Battle of the Atom. Death Star.
Sorry, I only saw 1, 2, and 3, so I've got to say 3.
Whoa!
I tend to agree.
No!
I like the third one.
I do like the third one
four.
Also.
Because nowhere else in the series will you see Yoda fight the Emperor as the Emperor throws the Senate at
true.
Him.
Yeah, with me, it's kind of between Empire and the third one.
Let me stress, I think the movie 1 took a lot of hate it didn't deserve. Let me rephrase that. Star Wars Episode 1 took a lot of hate it didn't deserve. I think it was a better movie than a lot of people say it was. I think this. Well, let's look at it this way.
At least they call Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Oh.
But remember, that's at the stage for 2 and 3. That they worked on the animation. That was the first movie. What they had to make in what 20 years? You're not going to get them all right.
Yeah.
I agree that one took a lot of flack, didn't sir.
Yeah. I thought Jar Jar was good. Comedic relief. I thought he was great comedic relief.
Mm.
Yeah, no. Personally, I did like it, especially since, you know, it was like the first thing that
I
watched.
I think 2 and 3 kicked a lot of ass.
Yeah, you should have had HK-47.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually...
How about those clone ground ships that look like hens?
Oh, okay. On that note, I think we covered a lot of our subject on that. Frank, I'm open back to you.
What about Vista?
Oh...
We want to cover this. We have enough time to cover
the root of all evil. Vista versus what?
Well, it's perennial opponent that will kill it or save it. No. No. Go stand in court. Sorry. Vista versus XP.
Okay.
I like XP. I think, I tell you right now, we will be using Vista within the next 3 years. Everyone will probably be on it.
Maybe they'll fix more than 500 bugs.
Right now, it's just terribly flawed. It was a poor release, let's face it. I think we all know that. Half the drivers didn't work right. Mm-hmm. Companies had years to look at it, but didn't, for some reason, do their jobs.
Actually, Windows 7 is coming out in 2010, I think.
Oh, well, I think I'll wait that long then. I think XP will be good.
Yeah, I think I'll hold on to XP.
I mean, some people I've heard did love Vista to death.
Yeah.
But what they did, they stupefied. They stupefied Vista. XP is designed for someone with media knowledge, I would say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not as rough as 98 or maybe Millennium. And we all know Millennium right now and Vista are in a dog fight to see who's the worst operating system. It's between one of those two. Okay.
Why did they even make Millennium?
Okay, it was a stepping stone. You can't get them all right. But... I mean, I have a Vista machine at home, and I put on a Relic. I put her on a Junker. The good old IBM S50 Think Center. It's a tiny computer. It does okay, but, I mean, when we're getting specialized software, such as Peer Guardian for blocking all those IP addresses that I don't want people seeing my stuff, Peer Guardian's a great product on that note. You might want to look into it. Peer Guardian hates Vista. They didn't really have a Vista release, though, Steve. It a lot depends on the software. I mean, if you're not running anything special... If you're not running stuff like Game and Trillium, like us smart people are, you know, trying to avoid advertisements, if you're on general software, you're fine. Or if you have a brand new computer. But if you're someone who's, like, framed there with a water-cooled system, or with me, like the wind tunnel I have at home, that's breaking out Crisis for a little bit of fun, we're not too enthused with it right now.
Yeah.
No.
Because DirectX 10, there's no point to it right now.
It's there, but it's not...
I mean, the driver situation... Like I said, Creative especially, I have an expensive sound card that might be worthless when I go to the Vista. There's a lot of... there's so much hate there, you can't hate it. You have to just hate it.
Yeah.
And even graphics cards, in like a year, they'll get a lot better for DirectX 10.
Yeah, I mean, I have a third rank, like one of the third best cards right now, but a GTX 6400. I'm sorry, no, I said that wrong. I have... GTX 8800 604 meg video card. That's up to rocks, but we're getting outpaced right now. The 90, they're bringing up the 9800s for NVIDIA.
Yeah.
I mean, we're moving ahead real quick here. It's getting performance. And, I mean, NVIDIA's new releases aren't even that hot.
Yeah.
ATI just getting their asses handed to them, and so is AMD.
Okay.
Well, I think we should move to my quarter.
One replaced.
My quarter is now here because it wasn't replaced. He replaced the miscellaneous section.
10 seconds.
I want 2 minutes because I have something important to talk about.
Maybe we get 45 seconds.
How are we going to talk about the anonymous raid on Scientology?
It's April 12th.
Yes, we need to discuss this.
Okay.
Well, we can discuss it next week.
We can discuss it now.
We're discussing it next week.
We can discuss the hatred of AMD I have right now if someone's really getting hated.
In any case, welcome to the corner. What we're doing is not disclosing anything on our actual location. We're moving on to Philadelphia on the 12th. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a couple of us from this podcast. So if you're a listener of this podcast and you're going to be in Philadelphia on the 12th, seek us out, because we might actually be interested in meeting you. Because I wouldn't be aware that any anonymous people will actually listen to this
podcast. We'll be the guys in masks.
Yeah. That's true.
Though I hate everything, I will not be there.
I will be the invisible person, technically not existing.
Well,
in that space.
Now when they find an invisible person, they'll know it's you.
Okay, well, they'll have to find me.
I'll be watching you being part of the jail on my TV.
Don't tase me, bro!
Evil jacket guy.
Get down on the street with your hands clear. Put them behind your back. Gas him! Gas him! Gas him!
That reminds me. I think that they finally did move to the bigger section, so we're going to have a lot more room to be there this time.
I heard Scientology is actually staging a counter-protest on all
of I heard. I think we should just stand there and wait to see how long it takes the sci-fags to attack us.
Well, listen, if they assault us, don't retaliate.
I'm not.
Take it like a man. Take it like a man.
Why?
Because then they can get hit for assault.
And battery.
But didn't they technically go after you first?
No, they will get hit with assault if we don't retaliate.
And battery.
Yeah, so let's have some Gandhi techniques.
Yeah!
Nonviolent resistance.
New sign. Scientology, don't bring your gun this time.
Oh, that's easy.
This is a peaceful protest.
Wait, you're going to Philadelphia without a gun? Oh, come on, I thought I'd get a chuck on this guy from that. I wouldn't go there without a shotgun. M16.
It's not as bad as you think it is.
Goss rifle.
A Goss rifle?
I could get one of those.
Tech nuke launcher.
No, that's a little overkill.
Yeah, LaSalle Street has nothing on film.
You just gotta know where to go and what times of the day where to go. I stay in the Market Street area.
I've been to Philadelphia for a little bit.
My good friend Smith.
How many times did you get mugged?
None.
Oh. I go to Philadelphia like almost every other month.
See, when people see me coming, they just get scared. They see the hate.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid of me too.
They wouldn't think you're a stalker, that's why.
I'm not a stalker.
Oh, okay. We're not covering that today. That hurts.
Now, I find being called a stalker offensive. When somebody calls me like a thief, or even to a much lesser extent, a killer.
Frank, someone here has said that she hopes you get raped and you consider being called a stalker offensive.
Okay, Fred, you know what? You do not look like a stalker.
Fred.
You look like my
bitch.
No.
Fred, I have serious doubts because those two people have been discredited that accused you of that. They've been generally discredited, so I don't think you have much to worry about.
You're fine.
Oh, that's good.
Frank, don't follow them around Otakon, whatever the hell you do.
What? Don't follow people around.
Seriously, don't follow me around there.
I randomly wander.
Yeah, so do I. Problem is, I tend to wander in the wrong area.
No, Fortron panel.
Fortron panel?
Oh, God.
No.
I didn't know what that was last year.
We need to go, find out what they do, and then have one at Setsukon.
Isn't that, like, family-oriented?
No.
Did you go to my show tonight for the Yaoi-Dai panel?
Of course! If I could do air marks...
And you still want to call it family-oriented? It's family-oriented. You just have to go, and we can make the 4-chan panel right before the show tonight.
Name that tune. There was a theme for Bible Black.
There you go.
I think we shot them to hell, pretty much.
I actually knew some anime. I knew Ayori Yoshi and his and her circumstances. I was happy camper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got to see Please Teacher in the anime thing.
There's another high-quality series that not enough people see.
Please Teacher?
If you liked that, you should watch Please Twins.
Oh, yeah. I haven't finished Please Teacher yet. I have to find it.
That was incestually good.
Incestually good.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm going to open up one more topic.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Anime that people should see. Let's open up one.
That they haven't?
That they
haven't. Code Geass, Lucia the Rebellion, Season 2, next Sunday.
Yeah,
it's over the spot for Gundam at 5 o'clock.
Aww. 5 a.m.?
At night.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
So pray to God that by Monday night they'll have Salt Zaw.
More people should watch Pumpkin Scissors.
Pumpkin Scissors was pretty good.
Yes. Salty Ray. I highly recommend that.
We have to mention Van Dryden because that's one of those underrated ones.
Yes, that's the one I would say. If you want to see an older anime that you will not get offended by the animation, look at Van Dryden. It was clean. It was beautiful.
Van Dredd has aged very well.
Yes, it has.
I don't think that comparatively you can call it old animation at all.
I mean, if you even look at Ava, you can tell Ava started to slowly show its age.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at any anime from the 90s. I mean, you can tell now. I mean, look at Hellsing. Go watch Hellsing, old new version.
Yeah.
It looks, it hurts.
I'm doing it right now. It hurts. I mean, it literally hurts.
I don't acknowledge that series now that the OVAs are out.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
I personally think that the original Hellsing series was actually slightly more interesting.
As far as
extending out a plot.
All I have to say is, when...
If they had tried to combine them, I would have been more happy.
The scene, you should show anyone from Hellsing. Show them the scene where the butler walks in. He whips out his string. He's like, I am a master assassin.
Walter C. Dungeon.
Dungeon.
Butler to the Hellsing organization.
And
former master vampire hunter.
That's the English one. The fan subs were assassin. Fan subs and assassin. I go with them.
I suppose they want to go with context.
And I have to say, I love... Then, when she's sitting back there with the 13mm anti-tank gun.
That was pretty.
And he's like, would you please help?
I like when Jan broke into the convention of 12, and they're all just waiting for him with revolvers.
Yeah. Now, during the anime version, that didn't happen. They didn't have revolvers, did they?
No.
What was I saying?
They were really freaking out in the anime version.
Yeah, in the OVA version.
What do they have in the OVA?
The OVA they have.
Do they have the revolvers?
I don't know. She had a 9mm, right?
Yeah, she had special silver bullets.
I know in the manga, she had a revolver.
Well, in the TV series, I think she was the only one with a gun.
I have to say, she looks like a pussy in the anime series, the regular one.
Yeah.
She looks like a 13-year-old kid. I'm honest. I'll be honest. I think she looks like more like a woman in the OVA.
Okay, anything else?
Pickles!
You guys want to wrap this up?
Vote for Ron Paul.
Okay, thank you, and good luck.
Hillary Clinton is hot.